WMFO Medford. 11:03 in the morning. Mic on the mic, just about out of here. Something about the women's coming up next. All women artists for 2 hours. And your host, Sue, will be here in a second.
I'm here.
Oh, I didn't even see you. How did you do that? You're like an apparition.
Yes.
And Bob Angel, hi, you're here too.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yep.
I'm here.
And quickly, what we played, the new noise last set in that short set was Car Seat Headrest. Brand new from them. War Is Coming, if you want it. Well, it's actually kind of new. It's new enough. Lou Reed was a request from Mike Costa. Sally Can't Dance from the album of the same name. And The Clash was for Bob Carney from 1979's The Singles compilation. That was Tommy Gunn, of course. Hi, Sue.
Hey.
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 So you asked us to stick around, and
yeah,
here we are.
I got something to get off my chest, maybe just toss around a little bit.
Okay.
It's about my feet.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Not really. I have very special feet. I have really flat feet.
That's what I hear.
So I wear a certain kind of sneaker, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're expensive. They're like $130 a pair. And I usually buy them at a local retailer who's really fantastic. And I cheaped out, and I went online, and I found a pair for like half price.
Brand you wanted, style you wanted, the whole thing.
The brand I've been wearing for like 7 years, right size, right color,
Did
everything.
You post about this on Facebook, about the shoes that you love, I think?
No, that was actually a memory from, anyway.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
yeah.
So
Not to get sidetracked, but
so I felt a little guilty not supporting my local independent retailer, but I found them for half price online, and I bought them.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't recognize the store that I bought them from, but it had a good rating, and, you know, seemed okay. Shoes come in the mail. No shoebox. They're like wrapped in, like, they're basically in, they're stuck together, and they're wrapped in the package, like the Tyvek back package that things come in. It's just mm-hmm. all tight, so like the size of two sneakers put together. Didn't think much of it. Okay, I didn't get a box. No big deal.
I'd almost rather not have a box.
Right. Well, I use them to keep my receipts in, but that's a whole other story.
Really? There's,
yeah.
Okay.
So
we're getting sidetracked.
Yeah, really. No sidetracking. So I knew I was going to start using these sneakers after my vacation, because on vacation, I'm going to get my sneakers really dirty, and then I'm going to have a new pair waiting for me at home. So I get home from vacation last week at campcamp.com. Don't miss it next year. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sidetrack.
Mm-hmm.
And I open them up, and I look at them, and I'm like, these look a little weird. Like, the size was rubbed off the tongue. One of the heels was a little, like, crushed. I was like, well, maybe that just happened in shipping. I don't know. And I start wearing them. And then I'm like, these don't feel right. I look like the lining's ripped up. I'm like, what's going on? So I, you know, clearly I've purchased used shoes.
Mm.
So I go, I can't even find like an email from the vendor. Like, I finally dig it up. I email the guy and I'm like, hey, I thought I was buying new shoes. These are clearly used shoes. And I would like a refund. So pretty quickly I get an email back. My listing clearly states that these are pre-owned shoes. And I look.
Who would buy such a thing?
Right. Is there a thing? That is my question. Okay.
Bowling shoes.
Right. I mean, I would not buy used shoes. If I was on eBay, I would check, right?
Yeah, right.
If I was on, like, I don't know, overstock.com, I would check to see if something was like refurbished. Okay, so I say to the guy, and I think about this, I like just stew on this for like a day, and I finally write the guy, and I'm like, look, I don't need a refund. I get it. It's written like, you know, 3 pages down in your description. He takes pictures of the shoes, but if you already know what kind of shoes you want, why would you be looking at the pictures? You know what they are. Right?
Mm-hmm. And
he doesn't put it in the subject line of the listing.
He put it way below the fold.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Below the fold.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not going to ask you for a refund. I'm going to donate these shoes to charity. But I am going to write an honest review on your website and on social media, because I don't want other people to fall into this trap.
Mm-hmm.
He loses his mind.
Really?
Sends me back. Now, it turns out he's in Houston and his warehouse is flooding. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I feel bad now, right?
Mm.
Which is another reason why I said, I don't need a refund. Like, don't worry about it. But I am going to, you know, I'm just going to post an honest review. He loses his mind and sends me another really long email about how he's been in business for, he sold thousands and thousands of used shoes and no one complains. And people know that if they're buying on these sites that these could be pre-owned shoes. He never calls them used, pre-owned. Please don't destroy his reputation by posting on his site. He has a 99% like approval rating on his site, but if you, I mean, he's had thousands and thousands of transactions, and if you look, there are people who are saying, this guy's selling shoes, posing as new, but they're used. So I didn't answer. I was just like, I'm letting it go. And I went yesterday and I bought myself some new kicks and I'm wearing them today. I went and I paid full price and I went to the local retailer and I felt better about that. I'm over the shoes. This morning I get another email. I have written you several heartfelt emails and you haven't responded. Just pick up the phone and call me or call my wife. She's a social worker. She's very easy to talk to. I'm like, I don't care. I'm so over this. Anyway, this guy just won't leave me alone. You know, trying to convince me of his... And all I said to him was, in the initial email, that I will take down my review if he starts putting pre-owned in his subject line of his...
Clearly, not buried.
Right, and I did call him sneaky. I said, while your listing is technically
it could have been a term of endearment, sneakers, sneaky.
Right, exactly. I was trying to be funny,
sure.
Right? Anyway, I know I go on and on about this, but this guy is losing his mind because I won't answer him. And because I might write a bad review on his website, which is his livelihood, as he sends me photos of his warehouse flooding. Anyway.
Wow.
Who ever heard of buying used sneakers? Would you?
No.
Never.
And he says thousands and thousands and thousands of used sneakers are sold all the time.
No. Your feet are supposed to be with you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So anyway, I wanted to get that off my chest.
Okay.
And you all agree with me, and I'm right, and he's wrong. And
that's right.
Okay, oh, absolutely.
Good. Great.
You didn't say his
without
name.
Without question.
Yeah, no, his name... No.
You're not going
to. Anyway, the reason I wanted to talk about it is because I want people to know, if you're going to buy sneakers online, and you're not going to buy them from a local retailer, read the fine print, read the entire description, because you may be getting sneakers that have been on somebody else's stinky feet. The end.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, I know that I'm we're leaving now, Bob and I, and I'd love to play like Those Shoes by the Eagles or
These
or
Boots Were Made for Walking.
Something.
These,
but,
yeah, there you go.
Whatever you put in the CD player is what we're going to play, which I'm sure is lovely. What are we going to hear?
We're going to hear, no, really, Welcome to Something About
that
the Feet.
Great. Right.
Yeah.
I just had to get that
Hang
off my
10,
chest.
Hang 10, everybody.
Right, exactly. And if you have thoughts about this, go to the Something About the Women Facebook page and let me know. I'll start a thread there. All right, so... We're going to start with some brand new music from one of my favorite artists from Australia. Her name is Kacey Chambers.
Oh, yeah.
And she's got a 2-disc set that just came out, and we're going to hear a cut from that.
All right.
And stay tuned. We've got a little bit of country, a little bit of folk, a little bit of brand new music, and a nice 60s like R&B soul set. So stay tuned for Something About the Women.
All right. And Bob, thank you. I am Mike. Thanks for listening,
dudes.
Everybody. I'll be back next week at 9. Here's Something About the Woman with Sue and WMFO.
Shackle and chain, shackle and chain, fierce as a fire on the lion's mane. Shackle and chain, shackle and chain, when the blood runs dry and you die just to give it away. Shackle and chain, shackle and chain, fierce as a fire on the lion's mane. Shackle and chain, shackle and chain, when the blood runs dry and you die just to give it away. Runs dry and you die just to give it away. Hey. Said he'd love me like a honey to the bee. And he's the heir to the company, one called a Cherokee. Said he wants to marry me. And my mother was a saint, but I got me a sinner that I'll keep until my cover is blown. Well, I said I wasn't willing. He looked nothing like a Dylan, but he loved me like a rolling stone. Shackle and chain, shackle and chain. fierce as a fire on the lion's mane. Shackle and chain, shackle and chain. When the blood runs dry and you die just to give it away. Runs dry and you die just to give it away. Hey. There's a seat at the table with the 12 disciples, and I'm waiting for a friend of mine. And Judas was the cutest with his hand on the Bible, said he's gonna turn my water to wine. And you can lead a man to that holy water, and he ought to drink it every time. Well, I got down on my knees every 30 silver pieces. He chose Jesus Christ, yeah, he chose me over Jesus Christ. Shackle and chain, shackle and chain, fierce as a fire on the lion's mane. Shackle and chain, shackle and chain, when the blood runs dry and you die just to give it away. Runs dry and you die just to give it away. Runs dry and you die just to give it away.
Sevens, they were coming in twos. I was on the back street.
to love.
Time playing games until I
had your picture all along. Little baby's been away so long. And every time I stop to think, it just reminded me of the train. To all the things that I have lost, and to everything it's cost, it just reminded me to think of all the reasons left to drain. Little baby's been away so long, and every time I'd stop to think, it just reminded me to drink.
And that is Paula Nelson, Willie Nelson's daughter. Who knew? Not me. I was listening to some radio and song came on. I was like, I like that song. Look it up. It's Paula Nelson. And looked her up on the interwebs. Willie Nelson's daughter. All kinds of pictures of her, including what looks like a mugshot. Won't get into that. It's 11:34 here on Something About the Women. My name is Sue. Thank you so much for tuning in. So happy to be with you on the last remaining weekend of the summer. Technically, the students are back at Tufts. They start classes on Tuesday. They're filling the streets and the bars and the restaurants and making Medford and Somerville all populated again. Welcome back, students, and keep it tuned to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts University's radio station. It's your station. Thanks for letting us borrow it and play songs for you every week. All right, we also heard the Dixie Chicks from their live album. We heard Long Time Gone, and Sarah Borges did Miss Mary. Margo Price, a song called Paper Cowboy from her Weakness EP, and Nikki Lane did Jackpot from Highway Queen, and we started it all with brand new music from Casey Chambers, Shackle and Chain, from her double disc, Dragonfly. So check those all out, and you can always see our set list, by the way. If you go to WMFO.org and go to the schedule, there are links there. Find us on the calendar, and then you can find the set lists. We log them as we play them, so check that out, and you can see set lists from previous shows as well. It takes you on over to a site called Spinatron that keeps our set list. So do that and check it out. Going to continue now. What shall we hear? I'm torn. How about some, I've been listening to a lot of Beatles lately because there's a Beatles channel on satellite radio, and it always gives me ideas for cover songs to listen to and to play. And this is Norah Jones covering a George Harrison song. And it's from an album from a tribute concert called George Fest. And see if you like it here on Something About the Women.
Don't raise questions about how it's gone. We're just messing around. that sound. Me and the boys.
As the seats fill up, you can hear them all wonder, what will she? special. Wasn't it your daddy that said the apple doesn't fall?
I'm sick of myself.
Too far from the tree.
He said a lot of stuff.
Dark yet, but it's getting there. I've seen love go by my door. It's never been this close before. It's never been so easy or so slow. Been shooting in the dark too long. When something's not right, it's wrong. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Dragon clouds so high above. I've only known careless love. It always has hit me from below. But this time round it's more correct. Right on target, so direct. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Purple clover, Queen Anne's lace, crimson hair across your face. You could make me cry if you don't know. Can't remember what I was thinking of. You might be spoiling me too much, love. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Flowers on the hillside, blooming crazy. It's talking back and forth in rhyme. Blue river running slow and lazy. I could stay with you forever and never realize the time. Situations have ended bad. Relationships have all been sad. Might have been like Verlaine's and Rambo. But there's no way I can compare all them scenes to this affair. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Far behind here without you. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm saying. You're gonna make me give myself a good talking to. I'll look for you in old Honolulu, San Francisco, Ashtabula. You're gonna have to leave me now. Gonna make me lonesome when you go. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go.
Oh, Alabama, I miss your southern charm. It's not just at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters. Heart attack, cancer, stroke. Save yourself and all those animal lives. Go vegan now. Free recipes at PETA.org.
And I'm sending that one out to my friend Mary Beth, my favorite vegan. All right. Phil, you're one of my favorite vegans, too. Sorry, I didn't mean to leave you out. All right. It's 1 minute in front of noon here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. My name is Sue. Thanks for tuning in to Something About the Women. We have one more hour in which we will be going back to the 60s and enjoying a little R&B, soul, pop, you name it. We got it. But let me tell you what we heard in that last set. We wrapped that set up with the Secret Sisters doing King Cotton. And before that, a couple of Bob Dylan songs, actually. Joan Osborne's new album is called Songs of Bob Dylan. And we heard You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You're Gone. That is one of the most heartbreaking songs. And somehow Joan Osborne makes it even more heartbreaking. I'm sitting here in tears in the studio all by myself after listening to that song. I exaggerate, but I could have. It could have happened. We heard from also the sister duo, Allison Maurer and Shelby Lynn, whose new album, The